This is how dumb I am. The other day, I was looking at my phone on the sidewalk here in New York, and a bird shit on my phone, like a big ploppy bird shit. And I was like, that sucks. That's kind of funny. And then I tried to screenshot the bird shit. I took a screenshot thinking there'd be a photo of the bird shit. That's the level of IQ I'm dealing with. If you're not following, you can't screenshot something on top of your phone. But I feel like technology's ruining us. Like, you ever try to, like, zoom in on something that's not actually a screen? Like, you're reading a book, and you're like, why isn't this? Or, like, a menu? I did to my wife's vagina the other day. I wanted to see the pee hole. I don't know where women urinate from, so I kind of... She was like, ow! The point is I'm dumb. I thought Picasso was Italian. Did you guys think that? The painter? Sounds Italian, right? Picasso. Yeah, you're nodding. You guys are a very supportive section. Picasso. Fucking A. I hear O, I think Italian. SpaghettiOs. Picasso. He's Spanish. You guys knew that? Have you guys heard of Picasso? He's a painter. He's from Spain, evidently. I found out because I went to an art museum. I'm not a big art guy, obviously. I thought Picasso was Italian, so I don't know that much about art. I thought all painters were Italian, by the way. Every painter I know, Michelangelo, Da Vinci, Joe Pesci's mother in Goodfellas. I went to the museum. They had a Picasso painting in the art museum, and I was like, ooh, he's good. I know enough to know that Picasso's good. He's top 10, in my opinion. I walked up and there was a Picasso painting and underneath there was a plaque. It said Picasso, Spain. And I was so confident, I didn't even think I was wrong. I was like, that's a big fuck up right there. I was like, they got the wrong country for Picasso. I reported it. I went to the front desk. I was like, hey, just a heads up. You got the wrong country for Picasso. He's Italian. I think everybody knows that. The lady said, Pablo? Like, you know what? That does sound Spanish. Now that I hear it out loud, his name's Pablo Picasso. He's from Spain. And it turns out there's a lot of O's in Spanish also. There's taco and queso, burrito, all the foods, really. Dos Camino. Oh, that's the restaurant downstairs. For the folks at home, downstairs, it's a tough crowd. I thought that was a good line, and I thought some of mine deserve more. You and I, even working together, we're not doing as well as we'd like. I know, but Dos Caminos, which ends in an S, by the way, but you're still trying. There are O's involved. Either way, I appreciate it. Anyways, yeah, I knew nothing about Picasso, by the way. I don't know how much you know about Picasso. I felt stupid, so I read his Wikipedia page, and I was blown away. Did you guys know this? Pablo Picasso, you know when he died? He died in 1973. Did you know that? I thought he died in 1380. I almost shit. 1973? Picasso had a car. Is that unbelievable? Pablo Picasso was driving around Spain in like a Honda Civic listening to Black Sabbath on the radio. Ozzy Osbourne and Pablo Picasso were working at the same time. He saw 6 Super Bowls. I thought he lived next to a blacksmith. The guy's like at home watching the Green Bay Packers and the Kansas City Chiefs on a colored television set drinking Mountain Dew. And some of you might be like, Mountain Dew, that wasn't out in 1970. It was. Do you know when it came out? I thought like maybe 1975, 76. 1940, Mountain Dew came out. Hitler was jacked up on Mountain Dew. He was like in a bunker like, ah, do the Dew! Or what? I can't do impressions, but... Anyways, I read Picasso's whole Wikipedia. Horrible guy, Picasso. Did you know this? Not as bad as Hitler, but bad. Hated women. Terrible misogynist. Yeah, you knew that, right? I read that and I was like, well, he's a little Italian. He's got some Italian in him. I was close. Just kidding. He was born in 1881, died in 1973. Long life. Tough lifespan if you hate women. You know what I mean? Like 1881, 19, it's a lot of progress for women during his life. He must have been furious. The poor guy, you know, just his whole life, like, oh! They're voting? Like when he was 20, he's like, I hate women. Everyone's like, we all do, Bob, relax. They're not going anywhere. Then one day they're voting. Died in 73. That's the year Roe v. Wade got passed. I feel like he was like, that's enough of this shit. I'm out of here. No way. Women had it hard. I did a lot of research for this. Women got the right to vote in 1933 in Spain. And yeah, women, you guys really had it tough. Did you know that? Did you girls know you had a hard time? I'm just kidding. I'm mansplaining women's suffrage. I thought it'd be funny. You look bummed out. I'm just kidding. No, it was hard. Women couldn't vote. Women couldn't work. I was reading that. Women had to fight for the right to work. That's confusing misogyny. Men hated women so much, they were like, no jobs, bitches, or whatever. I'm like, working, don't you? Wouldn't you? Like, I have a wife. She has a job. I'm thrilled. It's like, it's more money. It's like double. It's not double, but it's some more money. It's like a few more dollars, you know? To put on my pile, it's kind of cool. Folks, these are jokes. I'm just kidding. I feel like some of you are laughing and some of you are like, what the hell? I'm just kidding. My wife's the best. I love my wife. I love women. I have a wife who's a woman, and I have a friend who's a woman. I'm an ally, you know? I have a friend who's a woman. She's very attractive, and she's single. And one time, recently, we were at a party together, and there was a guy there, and she goes, there's many guys there, but there was one in particular in this joke, and she said, that guy over there, I really want to have sex with him. I need you to be my wingman. And I was like, okay. A wingman for a woman? I don't even know what that... Like, I'll just tell the guy you want to fuck him. I don't understand. Like, do women think they need wingmen? Ladies, if you want to have sex with a guy, let him know. He'll do it. Even if he's married with children, he'll be like, I'll text my wife in the morning. I'll figure something out. Thank you. I'm touched. Hard yes. Thank you. I'm so touched. I walked up to the guy. I was like, would you want to have sex with her? And he was like, definitely. And I was like, yeah, great. There you go. Yeah, she's in. And then they had sex. This is true. They had sex. The next day she was like, what did you say to him? And I was like, don't worry about it. I know how to talk to men. I got my own secret recipe. If any of you women want to have sex with someone in this room, let me know. I will be the middleman. I'll talk to him. I can get it done. My wife and I, we have sex. And no, we do. I don't know why you're laughing. It's very sweet. We have sex all the time. I'm very grateful for my wife. Because, like, I know a lot of people, they get married and they stop having sex. Or some people never got to have sex at all or whatever. But we do. And I don't want to complain, but I have one complaint. This is how we have sex. I'm always like, hey, you want to have sex? And she's like, yeah, all right. You know what I mean? Like, she's never like, fuck, yeah. Fill me up, you dork. You know what I mean? Like, she's always just kind of like, sure, we'll have sex. And she's never vocally horny. That's my issue. She's never like, pound me, you bitch, or whatever. I didn't even know women got horny till like 3 years ago. I was at a party, and this woman was like, I've been so horny lately. And I wasn't even talking to her. I was with my buddy over here. I was like, hold on, what did you say? Horny? I Googled, what makes women horny? And Google was like, come on, bro, you're better than this. And I was like, no, I know. I just... There was an article that said pregnant women get horny. And I was like, I could try that, you know? But first I asked my friend, I have another friend who's a woman. I have many female friends, a really hero. And she had two kids, and she had two kids, and I asked her, I was like, were you horny when you were pregnant? And she said, I wasn't the first time, but I was the second time. And I was like, now I have to have two kids to get my wife horny. This is expensive. And then she goes, well, the first one was a girl, the second was a boy. So maybe that's why. And I was like, what do you mean? And she goes, boys are hornier than girls, right? I was like, I'm sorry, you're saying the baby dictates the horniness? Like, you think your baby's inside you? Like, ma, get some dick in here. Let's go. I'm horny. I don't think that's how it works. Also, boys might be hornier than girls, but not for their dad's dick, right? I've been really horny. I've never been like, Dad, take your dick out real quick. Let me just... Thank you. All better. Put it away. All right, I got to go. You guys are awesome. Thank you guys so much. That was fun. Thank you.